Entomology's been a part of the University of Nebraska from the very beginning. The first graduate degree granted by the University of Nebraska was a master's degree in 1886 in entomology and geology. We became an official department in 1895, the Department of Entomology and Ornithology, which were the two passions of our first department head, Dr. Lawrence Bruner. The ornithologists left us in 1906. They went to zoology. We became the Department of Entomology. In 1911, ground was broken on the plant industry building, now known as Entomology Hall, and the department has been there ever since. Undergraduate teaching is sketchy. We really tried to find some record of that. We know that as of 1911, we were offering service courses for the agriculture degree. And as Tiffany mentioned, our last instance of a bachelor's degree in the department ran from 1970 until about 1987. In 2001, we hired a new professor who revamped our introductory courses, and it became pretty clear pretty soon that interest was there for a major. So we suggested that the students that were interested minor in entomology, because the courses were already there, until we could pull a degree together. And by the time that the degree was approved in August of 2005, we had 20 majors, either finished or in progress. Recruiting for the degree became part of my job description in spring of 2006. And when I sat down to think about what my audience would be as a recruiter, the first thought that came to mind, and this is not going to come as a surprise to anybody in the room, is that entomology has a public relations problem. If you tell someone you work with insects, depending on how polite the person is, this is pretty much the reaction you're going to get. Now, for those of you who are here for Tom Turpin's talk, Great Minds Think Alike, the next thing I did was take a survey of entomologists and say, what got you interested in entomology? And fortunately, my results were similar to his. 50% of the people said, I picked up a bug when I was 3. I've been carrying bugs around ever since. I love them. And roughly 50% said, I took a college course, thought this is really cool, and this is what I want to do. So, looking at that, it was very good news and very bad news for the recruitment coordinator, because obviously our course recruiting was in very good shape, but my recruitment audience had gone from here to here. So I decided to concentrate on getting the recruiting up and rolling, getting the nuts and bolts of the recruiting together, which is the physical stuff you have to go out and recruit for a major. This is the setup that I use when I go to an event. And we are very fortunate in the department to have a technologist who is excellent at insect photography, and he was a huge help getting this display together. The brochure is probably the most important thing you need as a recruitment coordinator. Not only do we give them out as events, we mail them to everyone who expresses an interest in the department, and it's pretty much the front door to the department for a lot of people. Third thing is giveaways. We decided to go with Insect Science refrigerator magnets, mostly because they're cheap. They're about 34 cents a piece. And if you take one home and stick it on your refrigerator every morning when you go to get your orange juice, it says Insect Science. And I'm not above a little subliminal advertising. So, fourth thing I needed was a gimmick. The department did not hire the most extroverted person to be the recruitment coordinator. The department hired the least introverted person to be the recruitment coordinator, and that's a very important difference. I am not good at walking up to someone I don't know and talking to them. So I needed something that was going to make people want to come up and talk to me. And what we chose was Millie, the giant tropical millipede. Now, before anyone raises their hand, I know she's not an insect, and we do tell people that, but she sure does bring people across a room. And the people who look at her and turn around and walk away are the people that didn't want to talk to me in the first place. So she acts as a very good filter at events. So in the beginning, now that I had all of my physical stuff together, biology teachers seemed like a good place to start, high school biology teachers. And this is the state of Nebraska. Here is Lincoln, the state capital, home of the university. We're a city of about 250,000 people. This is Omaha. Wait, I lost my mouse. This is Omaha, about 400,000 people. And the joke is that when the football stadium fills up on football Saturday in Lincoln with 85,000 people, that's the third largest city in Nebraska. So we have lots and lots of smaller cities and towns across the state. So when I started to think about a pilot program for biology teachers, Lincoln was an obvious place to start. We have a fair concentration. We have four high schools in town with several biology teachers. So I picked up the phone and I called the Lincoln Public Schools and I said, we have this new major. We'd love to give you a workshop on using insects in the classroom. We'd like to get to know your teachers. What do you think? And the response was, well, that's great. How much are you going to pay the teachers to come? Now, I didn't even have a budget at that point. So I basically said, I'll have to get back to you on that and put the phone down. We were contacted by a university recruiter whose territory is the panhandle of the state, which is this shaded area here. And she got us a list of every biology teacher and guidance counselor in the panhandle. I sent out a letter to all of them saying, I will be in your area next month on this week. I'd love to come talk to you. If you're interested, I can bring you some hissing cockroaches to start a colony. And out of roughly 50 letters we sent, we got three responses, one of which came after the week I said I was going to be there. So that didn't work very well either. We have not given up on biology teachers. Right now we're working on identifying bug-friendly teachers to work with and do one-on-one things with them and their students. Other bright ideas I had. We have a department newsletter that goes out to alumni. It comes out about quarterly. And I put an ad in there saying, are you interested in entomology? Do you know someone interested in entomology? On the theory that entomologists might breed entomologists, or at least they might attract budding entomologists. After 2 years, we have had zero response to that ad. We contacted the admissions department, asked them for printouts of every monthly printouts of every high school junior and senior who had indicated an interest in biology. And for a year, every one of them got a letter saying, we have a new major, you might be interested. We sent them a brochure. We said, we'd love to have you come visit us. And after a year, we had zero response to that. So you might think that things were being pretty grim in the recruiter's office right about now. But in the meantime, I had been going to events. And there are a couple types of events I went to. The first is the targeted event, admissions events, college fairs, career days, that type of thing. And the second is what I call the pack up the babies and grab the old ladies events. Extension field days, prairie festivals, pretty much any place where they let me set up a table and bring Millie. And this was where we found interest in the degree, particularly at the general events, which really surprised me. So then I was faced with kind of an interesting problem, because after talking to someone, saying, why don't you give me your name and address, seemed a little bit stalkerish. So I decided, well, maybe I should have them fill out a form. Maybe I should give them something for filling out a form. So I ended up saying, why don't you sign up for our entomology newsletter? We didn't have a newsletter at the time, but I figured I could come up with one if worse came to worse. So where are we now, 2 years later? 2 years later, we are getting admissions printouts for insect science people that we didn't know existed. So we know we've gotten the word out, and I'm very pleased about that. We have our on-the-fly newsletter. Just a little four-page newsletter, comes out about once a semester. The front page is usually a picture and a story about what our undergrads are doing. This is about our teaching assistant program that was talked about. Page two is what I call course notes. It's a little five-point summary of a course that the students are required to take, a picture of the professor, picture of the kids doing something interesting in the course, maybe a few pictures of bugs if I don't get enough pictures. Page three is around the department. If we have something we want to brag up, that's great. If not, it's bugs in the news, where I pull a bug story off the news wire. This particular issue had a story on beagles being trained to sniff out bed bug infestations. And page four is half a page, because the other half is the address, and that's fun bug facts to amaze your friends and relatives with. Now, about 3 months after I took the job, Tiffany approached me and said, I really think we need to have a recruiting event in the department. Our chemistry department has a very successful recruiting event where they bring in high school teachers and their students for a day of chemistry. They call it Chemistry Day. And we decided we'd like to do something like that. Now, somehow Entomology Day didn't have the same ring. Tiffany wouldn't let me call it Bug Day, which I really wanted to do. But our athletic department at the time had a advertising campaign called Experience the Power of Red. And from that, Experience the Power of Bugs was born. And it's a lot of fun. We do a lot of the fun things that everybody does at their bug extravaganzas, but we do try to have tours of our research labs. We have our grad students on hand, hands to talk about their research. And the first year we were a little bit nervous. We'd sent out invitations to every middle school and high school biology teacher in the state and told them to bring their students. We also sent out a press release to our local paper. And we had over 300 people turn up year one, including one prospective student from Oklahoma who read about it in the On the Fly newsletter. So I was just thrilled. This year we had nearly 400 people turn up. So we're trying to decide whether we want to make it bigger or make it smaller. Recruiting, everybody needs a website. That does say entomology. The tails got cut off when I was cutting the picture down. We are somewhat limited in that we have to go with the university template. So there's really not a lot we can do creatively with the website. I did manage to get a rotation of images, so every time you reload the page, there's something new and interesting happening in the picture. And down at the bottom, you can't see it, but there is a questions link, and we've had a lot of interest from that, people contacting me with questions. I don't have any web stats for you because we use this as our department homepage. So everybody who comes to the department homepage sees the undergraduate major. We're just starting to do campus visits. We just have started to have enough interest that people are coming, so we're pretty excited about that too. So making it work, what do you need? You need full departmental buy-in. Our faculty has been so fabulous. They've done great things with Experience the Power of Bugs. I know as recruitment coordinator, if somebody comes in unscheduled and says, I'm interested in IPM, that I can take that person to a faculty office and say, this is Joe, he's interested in IPM. And any faculty member will stop what they're doing, talk to Joe for 15 minutes, make him feel welcome. And that's just wonderful for a recruitment coordinator. It's kind of embarrassing when you do that and the faculty member obviously doesn't want to talk to you. You need to list your selling points. The two selling points we decided to project were that, number one, we are a small, friendly department. If you come to our department, you will know we will know your name. And number two is our faculty advising. As Gary said, biology is our biggest competitor. Biology has gone to a advising center model, where when you choose your courses, you go see to the advising center, and whoever is there chooses your courses with you. Tiffany does all of our faculty advising. And in addition to her knowing what they need and how to work that into their curriculum, they also have a mentoring relationship with a faculty member, which is missing in biology. And we've had some biology majors change majors just because of that. So I'd like to close with a warning. As a recruitment coordinator, you can't be everything to everyone. Everyone says, oh, that's recruitment. She could do that. As an example, if I opened it up to every elementary school that called and wanted me to come out and talk to them about bugs, I would be in an elementary school every day from now until the end of the semester. Everybody's nodding down here. And while that is public relations for the department, that's not recruiting. And you have to be very firm with people about what recruiting is and isn't. And with that, I think I'll open it up to questions. Yeah. That's a very good question. I have a strange position. I'm not just recruiting. I am 60% recruiting for two undergraduate majors, and I'm 40% computer IT person and webmaster.
And it's all associated with the Department of Entomology?
Yes.
Who's supporting that? The college is putting that money into the department? The department is supporting that through soft funding? Where is that coming from?
Why don't you address that, Gary?
Salary lines come from the college budgets.
How did you get the college to support recruitment specialists?
It was
basically, we're very fortunate because we had a lot of support really coming out of the dean's office. for initiating the Student Flex Science program. And so at the time, I think we needed to make some revisions to Lisa's existing position. And so we talked to the dean's office to see if maybe we could make a swap. And luckily, they were on board. And so it was, from our standpoint, very easy. And we were very fortunate that we were able to pick Lisa up into this role because she's been doing a fabulous job.
And another interesting sidelight was that personnel actually called the department head at the time and said, does this person have the personality to do these two things? Because it is kind of a schizophrenic job description. Anybody else?
We're out of time.
Oh, I'm out of time. Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you very much.